Good morning. Wonderful to be back.
这个大家都坐满了。
It's always good to come home.
总是很高兴能够回家。
It was January 1994 when we moved into this room. It was a warehouse.
在1994年的1月，我们搬到现在的这个建筑。那个时候是一个仓库。
It was filled with shelves of machine parts.
而且在这里面都是那些机器的零件。
Cold, concrete floor.
这个地呢，就是那个很冰冷的那个混凝土地。
Put a carpet in, and it was a wonderful.A day, January of 1994, moving in here.
那就是在1994年1月，何等宝贵的一个时刻！我们把地毯那个装好之后，就搬进来这里。
I give that little bit of history because some of these younger ones might not have been here in 1994.
我给大家讲了一下历史，因为相信在我们中间这些年轻人，1994年他们还不在呢。
I'm Dale King from Scottsdale, Arizona.
我是 Dale King, 是从亚利桑那的 Scottsdale 来的。
The Lord called this from wet Houston to the desert.
神呢呼召我们是从休斯顿到了那个沙漠的地方。
And we meet with a small group in that area.
我们现在是跟当地的一个很小的一个群体，我们一起聚集。
And like yourselves.Standing for the name of Jesus.
像大家在座的一样，我们是为耶稣而站立的。
We just sang that song, we dare not be defeated.
我们刚才唱了这首诗歌，我不敢稍微失败。
And it's about this word overcoming.
这里面有一个词就是得胜。
And the good news is this morning is that one man has overcome.
有一个好消息，就是有一个人他已经得胜了。
Moses could not overcome in himself.
摩西靠着自己他不能得胜。
Neither Abraham, David, Ezekiel, Elijah, none of them could have overcome by themselves.
那亚伯拉罕也好，大卫也好，以西结也好，不管谁靠着自己都不能得胜。
But because of the man, the unchangeable Lord Jesus overcame, he in us now.We can overcome.
但是因着那一个人，就是主耶稣基督，他已经得胜了，在我们里面，那我们也可以得胜。
You know, it's a wonderful thought this morning in this world that is very unstable.
在现在这个这么动荡的世界里面，这样的一个信息是非常让人受鼓励的。
Beginning with the plates underneath the earth that shift and cause earthquakes and tsunamis.
如果我们开始的话，可以提到，在这个地壳的下面，这个不稳定的地层造成的地震跟海啸。
To the various governments, to the stock markets, everything is very shaky.
再到各国的政府，再到这个不稳定的经济，每件事情都是非常的不稳的。
But our life is found on the rock.
但是我们的生命是在磐石上的。
Everything will pass away.
所有的事情都要过去。
But we are found in Christ.
但是我们可以找到在基督的里面找到我们所在的位置。
It's a wonderful thought.
这是一个何等奇妙的思想。
It's not just for a few years, it's forever.
不光只是几年之中而已，这是永远的一个事实。
With us believers,each day becomes brighter.
所以对于我们信主的人来讲，应该一天比一天更明亮。
Closer to our real home.
因为我们现在是与那个真正的家是越来越接近了。
Heaven is real.
天堂是美好，是真实的。
But so is hell.
地狱也是真实的。
And none of us want to live eternally separated from God.
我们中间没有一个人愿意在永远里面跟神是分离的。
And we can experience heaven on earth now.
我们现在就可以在这个地上来体验这个天国。
Wonderful thought.
何等奇妙的思想。
This morning, turn your Bibles to John 15.
今天早上让我们一起来打开圣经到约翰福音十五章。
John 15。
约翰福音十五章。
I'm sorry, John 10:10。
约翰福音第十章第十节。
John 10:10。
约翰福音第十章第十节。
Verse 10, the thief comes not except to steal and to kill and to destroy. Jesus says, I have come that they might have life and that they may have it more abundantly.
约翰福音第十章第十节，盗贼来无非要偷窃杀害毁坏，耶稣说，我来了是要叫羊或者人得生命，并且得得更丰盛。
Let's have a further word of prayer.
让我们再有一些祷告。
Lord, we're thankful this morning that Christ the unchangeable one lives in us.
主啊，今天我们感谢你，因为基督是永远不改变的住在我们里面。
In a very world that is so being shaken, Christ lives in us.
在这个如此震动的世界的里面，基督住在我们里面。
We thank you for that fact this morning.
今天早上为这样一个事实感谢你。
Thank you for your word.Thank you for your word this morning.
感谢你今天早上的话语。
Open it to our minds and hearts.
向着我们的思想，向着我们的心打开。
That together we might see Jesus.
所以我们在这里聚集的时候可以见耶稣。
In your precious name we pray.
奉你宝贵的名祷告。
Amen. Amen.God's will, even before the earth was created, was to live in us.
那神在创世以前就有一个旨意，他的心意是要在人中间来居住。
And to live with us.
而且与我们住在一起同住。
We are to be his companions.
我们应该成为他的同伴。
Closer than a brother.
比弟兄要更加亲密。
This is the reason we were created.
这就是我们被造的那个原因。
For this very purpose.
就是为着这个目的。
And with that thought in mind, it should be something on our hearts every morning, the moment we wake up.
那带着这个思想，我们应该每一天从清早醒来的时候就记得这件事。
That we are here.To be the lover of the Lord Jesus.
我们在这里是为了成为主耶稣基督的那个爱人。
His closest friend.
是他最亲密的朋友。
And that we're in this world for a temporary time.
啊，在我们这个世上短暂的时候。
First of all, to accept him into our hearts.
第一件事，我们要接受他到心里。
And then to, grow up.Spiritually,
而且要在属灵里面长大
to take on the very character of Christ that is so well explained in the Bible.
而且我们里面要开始有那基督的性情在圣经里面多次的提到
All of our instructions of how to live with Him are here in the Word.
所有关乎怎么与他住在一起的，都在他自己的话中。
And this word is more than just a textbook of spiritual things.
这个他的话语不光只是一个好像教科书或者讲一些属灵的事情而已。
Jesus is the word.
因为耶稣他就是那道。
It's a person.
他是一个人。
And if we look at this as a textbook, it will kill, destroy our spirit.
如果我们把它当成教科书来学的话，那会把我们里面的灵杀死。
So we need to know him.
所以我们需要的是来认识他。
And that only comes through asking, seeking, knocking.
那我们需要在这里来求问，在这里来敲门，在这里来寻找。
Lord, show me who you are.
主啊，你启示你自己到底是谁。
Make the stories of the Lord Jesus real in my life.
愿意耶稣身上所发生的故事在我里面也成为一个实际。
This morning, I'd like to just spend a little time on this verse that we just read.
所以今天早上我愿意跟大家就花一点时间来看看刚才所读到的这个章节。
Though God wants us to live intimately with Him in His Son by the Holy Spirit,
虽然神是愿意与我们同住，借着他的儿子也借着圣灵。
We're in a battle for life.
但是却有一个生命的征战。
There's a whole another world that's against you and I ever coming into our purpose.
因为有一个世界，这个世界它所有的里面的内容，它所要做的就是来反对，来抵挡这件事情。
Many of you believers have said in your heart, "I want to follow Jesus."
每一个信主的人，我们心里面都有这个意愿，说我要跟随耶稣。
I want to be His lover.
我愿意成为他的爱人。
And yet, I just don't seem to get anywhere.
但是怎么看起来好像？我去不了我要达到的。
I go to the winter retreat just a month ago.
上个月我刚去了这个冬令会。
And I was so excited.
那个时候我何等的兴奋。
And now it's like a dream.
但现在好像只是做了个梦一样。
Something in the past.
这是已经过去的事了。
And I try to get it back.
我也试着再回到那里得着它。
What's wrong?
那到底出了什么问题？
And we find ourselves in a Romans 7 condition.
那我们就发现自己是在罗马书第七章所讲的那个光景。
Where it says, Paul says, I do what I don't want to do.
保罗就说，我想行的善，我却行不出来。
You ever experienced that?
你有没有这样经历过呢？
Well, I think we all have.
我想我们都有过。
But God has made a way.
但是神开了一条路。
And in the verse we read, John 10:10,
在刚才我们所读到的约翰福音十章十节
interesting verse,
是非常有意思的一个章节
It's one of those verses that sort of encapsulate this huge battle for life that we are in.
因为这一个小小的章节似乎就包括了我们所在的这个征战里面的内容
Look at it for a moment.
我们现在来看一看
The thief.Comes, but to steal, kill, and destroy.
盗贼来，无非要偷窃、杀害、毁坏。
And we already see, well, we have great opposition.
我们现在在这里已经看到一个非常大的一个敌对的情形。
And this opposition is far superior to any of us.
而且这个敌对呢，超过我们每一个人。
We are no match for this thief.
这个盗贼来，我们没有一个人是他的对手。
This thief actually is right in our very DNA.
而且这个盗贼就在我们的本身的基因的里面。
A very strong self-life and propensity to sin.
而且呢，就是我们这个己生命被罪所玷污了。
Bible said, "Man loves darkness rather than light."
因为圣经里面讲到，这些人他们爱黑暗，就不愿意到光明里面来。
Can you imagine?
不接受光。
We who want to walk in the light, there's something in us that loves darkness rather than light.
你能想象吗？我们是愿意在光中行的，但是在我们自己的里面却喜爱黑暗。不喜爱光。
The flesh has appetites and cravings that undo us.
这个肉体里面有这样一个意愿，就是把我们该做的事情都给取消掉。
Stronger than our will.
比我们自己的这个心意还要强。
We've already had two opportunities to make resolutions for the year.
我们今年已经有两次机会可以重新开始一个新年计划。
January 1st, January 22nd.
就是1月1号还有1月22号。
And I'm not going to embarrass anyone to see who's already flunked both of those.
我不愿在这里让大家很羞耻。有什么人有是不是有很多人现在已经在那个计划里面失败了呢
?Because if we are honest with ourselves, we've learned, even the younger middle schoolers have learned the difficulty in resolving and trying to keep a resolve, a disciplined life.
就算在我们中间的这些初中生他们肯定已经经历到了就是我们自己没有这个自律可以要达到我们想要达到的
No, we have an enemy within
我们自己里面就有这个仇敌
And then without this thief comes in the way of the world
然后呢这个世界还有这个仇敌还在这个世界里
And this becomes very subtle
这个就变成一个非常糟糕的情形了。
And why?
为什么呢
?Because we are in the world.
因为我们就在世界里。
We are part of the world every day.
每天我们都活在这个世界里是它的一部分。
Our school, all of this is part of the world.
我们的工作我们的学业都是这个世界组成的一部分。
All the systems, the educational system.
所有这些系统教育系统也好。
Political system.
这个政治的系统
The health system
这个医疗的系统
The entertainment world
然后还有娱乐
All of these things are wooing us drawing us trying to attach our hearts to them
所有这些都在那里来捆绑我们在那里来吸引我们然后让我们呢与这个世界联合
Making them more important than God ever intended.
让这些事情成为比神更重要的。
And when anything on this earth is important to us, it is an idol.
如果在这个地上有什么事在我们里面是比神更重要的话，这就变成了偶像。
And God's jealousy comes out.
那神是一个嫉邪的神，他的嫉妒就要发出。
God does not want to share the affections of our heart with anyone.
因为神不愿意在我们心中来与其他的任何事物分享我们的爱情。
Even good things.
甚至一些所谓好的事。
There can be people who teach Sunday school, who serve, who ministry. Ministry can become an idol.
甚至包括一些服事比如说在主日学做老师但这些服事也可以成为我们的偶像
So we have this flesh in us we have the world around us and ruling and reigning over the whole cosmos is Satan himself
所以在我们里面有肉体在外面有世界而且这整个的这个系统都是伏在恶者撒旦的手下
The great dragon
这就是那个大龙
The devil
就是那个恶者
Who is like a great puppeteer Just pulling the strings of the world To entice us, draw us, pull us away From our calling, Jesus Christ
就是像那个木偶剧里的那个人来操纵一样把我们用条线扯木偶一样把我们扯离吸引到这个世界里面来远离神
Our enemy is formidable. He's real.
我们的这个仇敌是非常有能力的，而且他是
真实的。All we have to do is look around and we see.
如果我们愿意的话，只要周围看一看，都可以看得到。
Death on every part.
这个死亡在各个的层面里面。
Divorce.
比如离婚。
Broken homes.
那些破碎的家庭。
Addictions.
那些上瘾的事情。
Little love for the Lord, even in the body of Christ.
甚至在主的身体的里面，对着神也没有多少的爱。
Remember, we were called to be lovers of the Lord. First love, best love.
记得吗？我们是被呼召来成为神的主的爱人，是要用我们的那个起初的爱，是那个最高的爱。
And yet we find ourselves often in this lukewarm state.
但是经常我们发现自己却是在那个不冷不热的光景里。
Thinking that we are rich.
思想好像觉得我们自己富足了。
And yet in Revelation 3 it says very clearly, we are poor.
但是在启示录第三章讲得非常清楚。他说你们是贫穷的，你们是赤身露体的。
And blinded.
而且你们是瞎眼的。
Nothing worse than thinking you can see, in actuality, you are blind.
如果在这个现实里面你觉得你看得见，其实你是个瞎子的话，是多么的可怜呢？
Because this thief comes unknown. A thief operates in darkness.
都是因为这个盗贼来。要大家记得的话，盗贼总是在那个暗中做事的。
He comes to steal.
他来是来偷窃。
Steal God's glory.
来偷窃神的荣耀。
Steal first love.
来偷窃那个起初的爱。
Steals our affections.
偷窃我们对着神的爱。
And destroys our testimony.
而且来毁坏我们的见证。
Brings death, kills.
他带来死亡，他来杀害。
Kills to our spiritual life.
杀害我们这个属灵的生命。
That's not why we're on this earth to do, to be.Is to be deceived and steal, killed and destroyed by the enemy.
我们在这个世上应该不是为着让仇敌来杀害毁坏的。
But there's good news.
但是现在我们有一个好消息。
There's two parts to this.
因为这件事情有两面。
This is why I love this verse because of,It has this comparison.
我非常的喜爱这个章节，因为这里面有一个对比。
Jesus says, "I have come that they might have life, and that they might have it more abundantly."
因为主耶稣他说，我来了是要叫羊得生命，并且得的更丰盛。
I am come.
他说我来了。
Not all of your translations will have that, but probably the best translation is I am come.
不是每一个翻译里面都有这样的意思，但是我觉得一个最好的翻译就是我再来。
Because that's the strongest name of Jesus in the Bible. I am that I am.
那个最强的耶稣他自己他名的宣告就是说我是我所是的。
It's the Lord himself has come to offset the thief.
因为是主他自己来抵挡这个仇敌的工作。
I am the bread of life.
我是生命的粮。
And we have that first word, life, right there in that little phrase, I am the bread of life in John 6.
就在这个章节的后面就讲到了约翰福音第六章所提到的，他说我是生命。
Bread internationally is the symbol of food for mankind.
因为粮食在全世界各地都代表着生命的那个食物。
And Jesus picks up on that and applies it spiritually.
那耶稣就用这个来做比喻，把它又使用在属灵的里面。
I am the bread of life, capital L.
我是生命的粮，这个生命是大写的那个生命。
It includes physical life.
也包括这个物质的生命。
But it is spiritual life.
但是他讲到的更是属灵的生命。
It's eternal life.
是那个永远的生命。
We are a blessed people.
我们是蒙福的子民。
And in John 8, I am the light of the world.
然后在约翰福音第八章里面讲到，我是世界的光，世人的光。
When there is light, you have life.
如果哪里有光的话，哪里就有生命了。
When the sun comes out,What do you have, you science students? Photosynthesis. Remember that word?
那如果有光的话，我们这些学科学的孩子们应该，
and what happens to the
那个时候应该有光合作用了。
Excuse me, what happens to the brown grass?
那那个时候那个黄黄的草会怎么样？
Right, turns green.
就开始变绿了。
From the sun.
因着这个太阳。
Light brings life. Life brings more light.
嗯，这个光带来生命，而且生命带来更多的光。
And we come to John 10, we have, I am the door.
然后到了第十章，约翰福音，主耶稣说，我是羊的门。
Narrow door, narrow road.
而且呢，有一个窄门，有一个小路。
Few there are who find it.
而且找着的人不多。
I'm talking to everyone right now. Has everyone in this room entered that door?
我现在是对在座的每个人讲，我们是不是每个人都已经进了这个门呢？
Jesus says, I am the door to life eternal.
那耶稣说，我就是门，是那个永远生命的门。
Has that been your experience?
这是不是你的经历呢？
And entering in then on the narrow road.
而且进了门之后，有这个小路。
And it is narrow. Why is it narrow?
这是一个小路，为什么是小路呢？
Because the world is a broad way.
因为这个世界讲的是大路。
Oh, you can do this. You can do that. Come over here. That's the broad way.
嗯，你可以做这样事，做那样事，你可以来这里，来去那里。这个就是世界的那个方式。
But Jesus is the only way.
但是耶稣是那唯一的路。
It's not a broad way.
这不是一个大路。
And then Jesus says, once you've entered in, I love this.Especially as I get a little bit younger, I mean older, I am the good shepherd.
而且呢，下面他进啊走这条路之后，还有这样一句话。那等到我年纪越来越长的时候，我就越喜爱这句话。他说：“我是好牧人。”
Need a shepherd.
我们需要牧人。
In this dark world.
在这个黑暗的世界里面。
This cold world,
这个冰冷的世界里面。
This unstable world,
这个不稳定的世界里面。
Who is going to take us through the valley of the shadow of death?
谁能够带我们经历那个死荫的幽谷呢？
Who is going to take us through the ups and downs of our environment?
谁能够带我们经历这个上上下下的这个环境呢？
Through health issues.The health issues.
啊，比如身体健康上的问题。
We have a shepherd.
我们在这个里面有好牧人。
I am the good shepherd.
我是好牧人。
I am the one.
我是那一个。
Comes to give life.
我是那赐生命的。
I am, and we have this word life again. I am the resurrection and the life.
而且。还有我是，他说我是复活，我是生命。
Life is more than a doctrine.
这个生命不只是一套说教而已。
Life is a person.
因为生命是一个人。
And Jesus says, I am the resurrection and the life.
然后耶稣就说我是复活，我是生命。
And his own life demonstrated that resurrection.
而且他用自己的生命。来演示出什么是复活。
Crucified, buried, and arose.
嗯，他被钉死，被埋葬，但是他又复活了。
That's why we as Christians, we do not die.
所以作为基督徒，我们是不死的。
Oh, this body that becomes ill, it's fading away.
没错，当我们的身体开始衰败的时候，它会一天一天的这样的衰残。
But the real you, your heart, your affection, you lives forever.
但是那个真正的你，你的心，你的爱，这样的生命是活到永远的。
And when the Lord calls us home,
当主来呼召我们回家的时候
，we move from one room to another.
我们就从一个房间到另外一个房间。
Absent from this body, present with the Lord.
我们从这个身体脱离，但是却与神在一起。
Remember what Jesus said to the thief on the cross?
那记得吗？主耶稣对着在十字架上的强盗怎么讲？
When he repented,
当他悔改之后，
Jesus said, "Today you will be with me in paradise."
耶稣对他说，今日你就要同我在乐园里了。
What a wonderful thought.
何等奇妙的思想。
It's more than a thought, it's a reality.
这不光只是一个思想而已，是一个事实。
And then John 14, I am the way, the truth, here we are again, life. I'm the way, truth, and life.
然后到了第14章，主耶稣又这样来宣称，他说我是道路、真理、生命，又一次讲到生命。
We can trust the I am.
我们可以来信靠这个我是。
Yes, the first part of this verse, the thief is real.
没错，在我们刚才读的章节，这个盗贼他是真实的。
This is not something fake.
这并不是一个虚谎的。
All we have to do is look around and see the destruction that he calls, the infighting constantly in this world.
我们可以周围看一看，就看到他所带来的这个毁坏。他在这个世界上所做的所有的这些破坏所带来的后果。
But then these words, I am come that they might have life.
但是这里面主耶稣自己讲，他说我再来，我正在来，而且呢要让人得生命。
We sang earlier regarding overcoming.
在刚才我们也提到这个得胜。
Jesus was tested in everything that you and I'll ever be tested in.
耶稣在凡事上都受了试验，所以呢，他超过我们每个人所经历的。
Every trial, every temptation that you can imagine that man, all mankind has ever experienced, he was tested in those things.
所有世上的每个人所面对的那些试探引诱那些试验，他都经历。都经历过。
In Matthew 4, we see that confrontation with Satan and the great serpent himself. And he defeated that serpent.
我们在马太福音第四章看到，就是撒旦那个古蛇，他自己亲自来试探耶稣，但耶稣也胜过了。
Water we think of is very unstable. Water is very unstable.
这个情形是非常的动荡的。
But Jesus walked on water.
但是耶稣却在水面上行走。
The Lord Jesus said, "Be still."
那耶稣就说安静。
And the waves and the winds became a calm.
这个时候风和海都平静了。
He was in the boat.And there was peace when he awoke.
所以当他在船中的时候他醒过来的时候就带来平安。
Everything on planet Earth is under his subjection.
所以在地球上的每一件事都在他里面是顺服就是降服在他里面。
And when we know him,
当我们认识他的时候
and when we have love for him,
当我们向着他有这个爱的时候
And when we know his purpose,
当我们知道他的旨意的时候
we come into his life,
进到这个他的生命
we come under his sovereign rule,
进到他的这个主权管理的下面
we overcome,
我们就成为那得胜者
he in us,
是他在我们里面
he's not our co-pilot,
他并不是我们旁边的另外的一个那个飞行员。
He is the pilot, the co-pilot. We are the passengers.
他是飞行员，他也是副驾驶，我们只是乘客而已。
Letting him direct our lives.
所以让他来指引我们的生活。
Our homes are his.
我们的家是他的。
Our cars are his.
我们的车也是他的。
Our bank accounts are his.
我们的银行账户也是他的。
Husbands and wives are his.
丈夫也好，妻子也好，我们都是他的。
Our children are his.
我们的孩子们也是他的。
We are stewards.
我们只是管家。
We are to be faithful stewards.
我们应该做那忠心的管家。
Because he is the faithful one.
因为他是那信实的。
The faithful one lives in us.
这个信实的活在我们里面。
And he rules and reigns.
而且他在那里做主掌权。
Not 5%.
不光只是。
His rulership in us, not 5%.
他在我们里面掌权不应该只是 5%.
Not 99%.
而且不光只是 99%.
It's 100% or we have a conflict.
而是有 100% 的掌控当这个征战来到的时候。
Jesus is, and God are very benevolent.
我们的主我们的神是非常的 benevolent.
But,They do not share their glory one degree.
他们不会把这个荣耀有一分一毫的与其他的分享。
With God, young people, high schoolers, young adults, older adults, it's 100%.
神在我们里面不光是在年轻人里面或者是年长的中年的老年的应该是百分之百的。
And one of the reasons there is such a apostasy falling away, lukewarmness in the church.
那为什么我们可以看到现在所发生的离经叛道也好不冷不热也好还有教会的光景。
Because there's a little bit of Jesus and a whole lot of us.
因为我们里面只有一点点的耶稣但其他的都是我们的自己。
And God does not share his glory with anyone.
大家记得神不会与任何其他的事物来分享他一分一毫的荣耀。
And there's a whole mindset that has to change in beginning in our hearts.
所以在我们的心思意念里面需要有一个全新的重新的一个开始。
For out of the heart comes the issues of life.
因为我们一生的果效都是由心发出的。
And in Proverbs 23:26, God says, give me your heart.
在箴言的23章26节神在那里说将你的心给我。
When he has our heart, he has all of us.
当他有了我们的心，他就有了我们的全人。
Because God works from the heart to the mind to the emotions to the will.
因为神的工作从我们的心开始，然后到我们的心思，到我们的情感，也到我们的意志。
The entire soul to the body.
从我们的整个的魂，再到我们的整个身体。
The world works from the body to the soul and doesn't even know the spirit exists.
这个世界的工作方式是从我们的外面的身体到里面的魂，甚至不知道有灵的存在。
This is why the world has this whole world of advertisement to catch our eyes, affect our body, and then we just, if it feels good, do it.
所以这个世界他所做的这一切都是从我们眼目开始吸引了我们的眼目然后呢让我们的身体跟上这就是他工作的方式。
And we find ourselves in a very lame place.
这个时候我们就发现自己在那个非常非常低沉的光景里。
Turn to Matthew 16.
我们现在来看马太福音的16章。
Matthew 16.
马太福音十六章
Because there is an answer, brothers and sisters.
弟兄姐妹们是有一个回应的
Matthew 16:24
马太福音十六章二十四节
The answerIs the cross.
这个答案到底是什么呢？就是十字架。
Verse 24, then Jesus said to his disciples, If anyone desires to come after me, let him deny himself, take up his cross, and follow me.
于是耶稣对门徒说，若有人要跟从我，就当舍己，背起他的十字架来跟从我。
Sometimes I hesitate bringing up the cross, but I only hesitate for a moment.
很多时候呢，我很犹豫，就是把这件事讲出来，但是这个犹豫只是一刻而已。
When we pray around the Lord's table, many times, even this morning, the word cross was mentioned.
今天早上领杯的时候，当我们祷告，十字架被提到许多次。
And what happens? It becomes no meaning. It becomes a platitude. It becomes a hackneyed saying.
那很多时候呢，我们讲的太多，就变成了一个习惯，就变成了一个技术的那个术语而已。
A worn out statement.
就是一个已经疲惫了的一个讲述而已。
And if ever there should not be a word that we get tired of, it's the cross, because the cross is the source of the life.
那我们听到这个词好像就已经觉得很烦，但是呢，这个词十字架却是一切生命的源头。
I would think if I were to ask right now, what's the first word you think of when I say the cross?
那如果我现在问大家每一位，每一次你听到十字架，第一个想到的词是什么？
And a lot of you would say, I think of I'm forgiven.
那很多人会说，我想到的就是那个赦免
，the removal of sin，
那个罪的这些洗净
，free from bondage of sin，
而且从罪的捆绑里面可以出来
，and that's no small thing，
这些都不是小事
，it's a wonderful thing，
这些都是奇妙的事
，do because sin， what is sin？
那罪是什么呢
？separation from God。
就是与神分离。
When you and I, even become depressed or we murmur,
当我们下沉、沮丧，还有在那里发怨言的时候
，it's sin. It separates us from God.
这就是罪。为什么呢？因为这些是让我们与神分离。
I know maybe none of you young people have experienced this, but when you say, "Oh, Mom."Oh, Dad, that's sin.
那年轻人，你们可能没有意识到，什么时候你说，哎呀，妈呀，哎呀，呀，这个时候，其实你在抱怨的时候就是罪了。
It separates us from the Spirit of God. It's called in the Bible grieving the Spirit.
这些其实就是罪，因为在圣经上面所讲到的，这个就是让我们与神分隔的那个忧愁也好，什么也好。
Quenching the spirit.
这就是消灭了圣灵的感动了。
Fear, worry, frustrated, separates us from God.
恐惧、忧虑，所有的这些负面的，都让我们与神分离。
Now to make it clear, I'm not talking about losing one's salvation. One remains saved when we quench the spirit.
我要把一件事情讲清楚，这并不是影响到我们起初的那个救恩。当你消灭圣灵的感动，你还是一个得救的人。
But the life is quenched. It's kind of like bleeding. Life goes out of the body.
但是这个生命呢，却被却被消灭了，因为你就像这个血流出一样，你的生命流失了。
And what does one have to do when they're bleeding?
那一个人流血的时候该如何呢
？Stop the bleeding.
止血。
When I was in the military, the first three things you learn when you come upon a casualty.
当我在军队里面的时候，头三件事情我们要学的就是你当这个看到这个生命的失去的时候
，Stop the bleeding.
看到这些受伤的情形，
就是第一，止血。Stop it.
因为生命在这个血中，你要止血。
Two, Start the breathing. Picture the Holy Spirit.
第二件事就是开始恢复呼吸，因为呼吸就是我们灵里的生命。
And of course, and number three, to finish it, treat for shock.
第三件事就是要打一个恢复的那个震动，让它震动的针。
But in that shed blood on the cross,
在那十字架上所流出的宝血里
，Number one, we are forgiven.
我们都已经被赦免了。
Number two, life of Christ comes into us.
第二件事就是基督的生命进到我们里面。
We exchange our sin at that moment.
在那个时候我们就用罪与这个做了交换。
And when we go through life each day,
然后当我们在生命里面的每一天
and this problem occurs,
这个问题又来到我们里面。
I lose my temper.
我这个时候发脾气了。
It's like blood going out.
这个时候就像流血的情形。
Life goes out.
因为这个生命失去了。
I repent.
我要悔改。
Stops the bleeding and his life comes in.
止血，然后他的生命进到我们里面。
We're restored.
我们就被恢复。
We're back to our calling. We're back in our oneness with the Lord.
就回到这个起初的呼召里面，回到与神的这个联合里面。
What is the cross?
那十字架是什么？
It is the forgiveness.
是这个赦免。
That which is taken out of our hearts,
是从我们心里面所出来的哦，把我们的罪除去
，replaced with the life of Christ.
而且呢，把它交换，把基督的生命赐给我们。
For in this verse that we are looking at, it says, "I am come that they might have life and have it abundantly."
在这个章节里面提到，我来了是要叫人得生命。并且得的更丰盛
，fullness，
这个丰盛
，the apostle Paul talks of having fullness，
这个丰满
，not just being a static believer，
并不只是一个那个停滞的基督徒而已
，we are to live victorious lives，
我们要活的是一个得胜的生命
，the victory has been won，
这个征战已经得胜了
，turn to Daniel 5:5，
那我们再来看但以理书的。第五章第五节
Daniel 5:5 I should have the young people stand up and tell us the story of Belshazzar and the writing on the wall
这个但以理书第五章第五节也许我应该让这些年轻人站起来跟我们读这个这个王他的故事伯沙撒王
25
第二十五节
Daniel 5:25
但以理书第五章第二十五节。
Remember, Daniel was called in. Belshazzar was having this drunken feast, and all of a sudden, this hand appeared on the wall. Mene, mene, teko yesafarsan.
当这个伯沙撒王在那里大宴宾客的时候，突然间有手指在墙上显出来，所写的文字是迷尼迷尼提克勒乌法俄辛。
And in verse 26, Daniel gives the interpretation.
在第二十六节，但以理把这个字的解释讲出来。
This is the interpretation of each word. Mene, God has numbered your kingdom, and finished it.
第二十六节，但以理说，讲解是这样：迷尼就是神已经数算你国的年日到此完毕。
Deco, you have been weighed in the balances and found wanting.
提克勒就是你被称在天平里，显出你的亏欠。
Perez, your kingdom has been divided and given.To the Medes and the Persians.
比勒斯就是你的国分裂归于马代人和波斯人。
We all, brothers and sisters, are being weighed daily in the balances.
弟兄姐妹们，其实每天我们都被放在天平上被称的。
God's scale，
这是神的天平。
The question is, how do we measure up？
啊，问题就是我们被称出什么呢
？Jesus says, "I've come to give life."
耶稣说：“他说我来是要赐生命的。
”The only source of life。
他是唯一那个生命的源头。
We have on this side death，
但在这一面就是那个死亡。
All of our works, they can be good works, if they're not in and of the Lord Jesus, they're death, they're vanity, they are smoke. Go ahead.
如果我们的工作也好，我们的生活也好，不是在主耶稣基督里面的话，那都是虚空的虚空，就是死亡。
They are a vapor，
他们就像一阵雾一样。
They are chaff，
就像那个风中的糠皮一样。
How many know what chaff is？
有没有人知道什么是糠皮
？Well， I was a farm boy。
我是在农场长大的孩子。
And in the 1940s, before we had combines which separated the chaff from the wheat,
在1940年代的时候，我们会有一个活动，有一个行动，就是要叫 combine， 是把那个麦子跟糠皮要分开的。
We had a huge thrashing machine。
那个时候我们有一个很大的那个碾压就是那个分糠皮的那个机器。
And a thrashing machine was this long from here to that wall.
那个机器可以从我站的地方一直到那个墙那么大。
And you would take the grain and you would put it in this end, and all of this noise and dust and go in, and it would separate the kernels of wheat and oats from the stalk.
然后我们从这一端把那些粮食放进去，出来了很多的那些灰尘也好，大响声也好。但是到那边的时候，这个麦子，这个颗粒就被分出来。
And around every kernel, there is a thin like tissue paper.
然后
around each kernel.
在每一粒麦子上面，那个时候就只有很薄的一层，比纸还薄的那么一层的包裹。
And this little covering is lighter than tissue. It's not light.
这一层这个薄膜的话，是比那个最轻的纸还要再轻薄。
So as the grain goes through, as this with all the straw and everything, there's a wind that blows that chaff out.
所以当这个粮食进去的时候，甚至包括禾杆，但是里面有一个大的鼓风机，把这些杂的物都吹走。
It is so light that if I had a handful of chaff here, and I just breathe through my nose, it would go all over.
那些被吹出来的那些糠皮是非常的轻，甚至我放在这里用鼻孔吸一下气啊。呼下气都会把它吹走。
No value，
完全没有价值。
It's like air， it's like smoke，
就像那空气一样，就像那个雾一样。
That's our life， that's our life， humanly speaking， without the life of the Lord。
这个就是让按照我们从人的讲法来说。没有主的生命的生命就是这样的。
And it doesn't matter how good grades we might get，
就不管你的学习成绩有多好。
What universities we might be in，
你最后去了哪间大学。
We might get straight A's，
也许你都是 A。
We might get a bachelor's degree in 4 years，
也许在四年我得了学士学位。
Five, 6 years might have another title， a master's degree。
然后过了第五年第六年，你也许又得到一个称号，就是硕士。
And for those who are a lot smarter than me, MD, PhD,
啊，然后呢，可能有比我聪明的啊，慢慢呢就会有这个博士，还有其他的。
If in our hearts, this is not the Lord's doing, it's stubble, it's chaff, it's smoke.
那但是在我们心里面要知道，如果这里面没有神的作为，没有主的作为，这些都是烟雾，都是那个虚空的虚空。
It has absolutely no eternal value.
是绝对没有永远的价值的。
It'll all burn.
而且到最后都要被烧灭。
Might receive great accolades and praise while on this earth.
也许在地上我们可以得到人的欣赏和称赞。
But the only reason, you young people, the only reason you can learn tomorrow and pass an exam.
但是年轻人，唯一一个方式，你可以通过学习，在明天考试的时候能够通过的话。
God has created you in His image with a brain.
是因为神是照着他的形象来造你，所以你有那个头脑。
He's given you eyes.
他也把他的他赐给我们眼目。
He's given you ears.
他把耳朵赐给我们。
Given you health.
把这个健康赐给我们。
Because the enemy who seeks to kill, steal, kill and destroy would like to Stephen wipe you out health wise.
因为这个仇敌来，他要做的只是偷窃、杀害和毁坏而已。
Any and everything we do, Lord, that is good.It's the courtesy of God in Christ.
所有我们在生命里面所做的那些对的事情，其实都是主在我们里面运行所做成的。
He gets all the glory.
所以神应该得所有的荣耀。
He's come to give life.
他来是要让我们得生命。
He's come to give life abundantly.
而且得的更丰盛。
It is so silly not to take hold of it.
如果我们不这样去得取的话，那是非常愚蠢的。非常愚蠢。
It's foolish.
就是那个傻呀。
Weighed in the balance.
在天平上我们来称一称。
This side here is the Lord Jesus.
在这边就是主耶稣。
Weighty. Weighty. There's weight.
在它里面是有这个重量的。
There's strength.
在里面有这个能力
，There's power，
有这个大能。
The same yesterday, today, forever，
因为它从昨日、今日一直到永远都是一样的。
Immutable does not change，
而且呢，它不受外面的影响，它是
sovereign over everything，
永远不改变，而且在凡事上它
都做主掌权。And that sovereign has his love in it，
而且是在爱的里面。
Isn't that stupid to choose smoke？
如果我们这个时候来选择这些烟雾的话，那是何等的愚蠢。
No eternal value.
因为没有永远的价值。
And also, even on this earth, brothers and sisters, we can have a joy and peace even in the devil's world.
而且在这个地上，在这个恶者掌权的下面，我们还是可以有平安，有喜乐。
I have one last word for the young people. If the adults want to hear, they can.
那对着年轻人讲的，因为这个其他的成年人可能已经
try hard Christianity does not work.
这个在努力里面所进行的基督教的事情都是没有价值的。
I've tried it.
都是会失败的。我试过。
Doesn't work.
这个努力没有用的。
God.By faith, has to live His life, capital L, this abundant life in us.
因为是借着信，然后他的生命，这个大写的生命，在我们里面活出来。
It's a victorious life.
这个是一个得胜的生命。
It's abundant life.
这是一个丰盛的生命。
We don't have to spend a whole lot of time on the negative, on the thief.
我们不需要再花太多时间来看盗贼。
Keeping our eyes on Jesus.
让我们注目仰望耶稣。
Morning, noon, and night.
在早晨，在中午，在晚上。
When we get up in the morning, Lord, I am bankrupt spiritually.
在早上起来的时候，我们向神来承认。
I am bankrupt.
属灵里面我破产。
Morally.
我在这个道德上面是破产。
I am bankrupt physically.
而且在这个物质的身体上我也破产了。
I am dependent upon you.
我现在就是单单依靠你。
Come in and fill me.
进到我里面来，充满我。
Cover every cell in my body with your headship.
用你的那个为首的你的掌权来护庇我的每一个细胞。
Give no place for radical cells.
让我这个邪恶的自己没有任何的地位。
Submit to the headship of Christ.
完全的降服在基督他的为首的这个掌权的里面。
Spirit, soul, and body.
就是我完全纯净的灵魂身体。
Go out with the abundant life in you.
而且我出去的时候是带着你这个丰盛的生命。
And quick to repent, confess our sin when we fail.
当我失败的时候，我是快快的悔改。
If you're walking with the Lord, repentance should be really every day.
如果我们是与神同行的话，这个悔改应该是天天的事情。
We think something, we say something, I shouldn't have done that. Lord, thank you for forgiving me. It's under the blood.
我们想到了什么，做到了什么不对的，马上跟神说，对不起，我愿意悔改，那感谢你的宝血已经洗净了我。
Denying ourselves.
舍己。
No self-realization.
没有自己的这个意识。
All and in all.
因为基督是一切，也在一切之内。
That's the victorious life.
这个是一个得胜的生命。
Thank you, Lord.
感谢你主。
For your saving grace.
为着你这个拯救的恩典。
As we begin another Monday tomorrow.
明天我们又开始一个周一。
May we not be overwhelmed by all the talk of the Super Bowl.
愿意我们不被这些其他的事情所占据。
And may we see that there is something even bigger and much better and much more lasting than 3 hours of football.
愿意我们可以知道有比这个3个小时的这个橄榄球更要大、更要宝贵的事情。
In your precious name we pray.
奉你宝贵的名祷告。
Amen.
Amen.